Yesterday, a bunch of us UU Saratogians were kind of a wet, chilly mess yesterday because we were marching in yesterday's Flag Day parade. How many of you saw the Flag Day parade there? Yes, okay. We Unitarian Universalists were distributed rather, let's say, liberally among the, let's say, liberal groups of the parade, Saratoga Pride, Saratoga Black Lives Matter, MLK Saratoga, the Saratoga Educational Equity Network, the Saratoga Immigration Coalition, and Sustainable Saratoga. These are our partners in crime here in Saratoga Springs. Marching in a parade mostly involves just a lot of standing around and waiting, really. When you actually start walking, the actual sort of march, in this case down Broadway, doesn't really take all that long. But yesterday it was raining on us, so it was a bit more of a trial than usual, and it started raining before we even started stepping off. So we were standing around getting wet, and then we just got wetter. Those of us who were able to persevere until the end, who were, let's say, foolhardy enough to persevere until the end, were kind of soaked through. I was carrying our congregation's quilted banner, that one right there, and if you're wondering why it's hung up like that, it's to dry out, because that big cotton quilt just got heavier and heavier. And at one point, the pole that I was using with it gave way, and I had to put the poles back together again and then keep going because it was just so heavy. Yeah, I got a pretty good workout with that. One thing that did make it easier was that this year, some of the groups, Saratoga Pride and Saratoga Black Lives Matter, and I think some others, had pooled their resources, and we had a band who was playing with us. They were in the trailer in front of us, being towed by a big pickup truck. And I don't know how they managed to keep playing during the rain, because I saw them at one point, you know, covering everything up, because this, we're talking electric guitars. This is a rock band, right? It's electric guitars and amps and microphones and the drum set and stuff. So, but somehow, after a while, I think they just said, what the heck? And here we go. So they just kept playing, and they played all the way down Broadway, and it was fabulous just to have a beat to walk to. It just makes it easier to put one foot in front of the other when you've got a beat to walk to and you're doing it with other people. It makes just all the difference in the world. Music can help us keep moving. And I think music can also help us find some rest. Music helps us to feel what we feel. Music helps us to hold heavy emotions and gives us a place for our sadness and our feelings of depression and left-outedness. Music also lifts our spirits and inspires joy and delight. Last week, I shared with you that the Unitarian minister Norbert Chapek composed hymns while he was in a concentration camp during World War II. The poet Rita Dove was very moved when she learned about how Jewish musicians and composers in those camps kept making music too. She wrote a poem trying to understand what they were feeling and how they were able to endure, and her poem ends with the words, "Let it be said, whilst in the midst of horror, we fed on beauty. And that, my love, is what sustained us. Let it be said, while in the midst of horror, we fed on beauty. And that, my love, is what sustained us." Every faith tradition needs to have music, which was made clear to me with a friend of mine in seminary who happened to be a Quaker. You've been to a Quaker service? It's a little quiet. He loved being a Quaker, and it was maybe a little odd for him to be in going to seminary as a Quaker, because they don't have any clergy, the Quaker tradition. But, you know, they still have ministry to do, so seminary makes sense. But he was telling me about what he misses in a Quaker service is music. He loved to play guitar. He was a guy who, kind of like me, almost always had a guitar in his lap whenever he had a spare moment. He loved to play, and he was wondering during his seminary time, how it might be that he could bring more music into Quaker experience, because he's just thought it was so important. There are some traditions, of course, that are wary of music. All of us who were of a certain age in the 80s know, like Footloose, right? Right? Okay. Or here's a quote. Rock music is the expression of elemental passions, and at rock festivals, it assumes a cultic character, a form of worship, in fact, in opposition to Christian worship. People are, so to speak, released from themselves by the experience of being part of a crowd and by the emotional shock of rhythm, noise, and special lighting effects. However, in the ecstasy of having all their defenses torn down, the participants sink, as it were, beneath the elemental force of the universe. That's the Pope before this current Pope. That's Pope Benedict. That's from a book he wrote in about 2000 called The Spirit of the Liturgy, when he was just a cardinal. Wow. In this congregation, we don't tend to do special lighting effects too much. Or maybe even rock music. You know, every now and then we'll do a rock song. But I don't know how he feels about it, but to me, there's something that feels really appealing in that idea of sinking beneath the elemental force of the universe. Doesn't that sound good? That feels good. Sounds to me like another name for God, frankly. Unitarian Universalists look at the natural animal life form that the human being is, and we say there is beauty and divinity there, and anything that helps you connect with that is a good thing. I know one UU congregation that states on their website that rather than original sin, they believe in original blessing. We believe in original blessing, it says on their website. I like that. The elemental force of the universe runs through all of us, and I love the idea that when we gather together and listen to one another or participate in music and song and rhythm together, we can be released from ourselves. It's not a bad thing to be released from yourself every now and then. I love that feeling when I'm enjoying music with others. If I can give myself to the music, if I can just let go of myself for a while, I feel like I'm part of a larger whole. And maybe that larger whole, maybe that feeling is the sinking beneath the elemental force of the universe a bit. Even when it's us singing a hymn together, like that opening hymn this morning, that was lovely, and I felt part of something that's bigger than just me. I don't know about you, but I felt a little of that elemental force in the universe welling up. And it's not about singing well, as some of you might protest, as much as it is about simply singing, about simply being together, about connecting with one another in humility and reverence. It's about feeling what we feel, and it's about the way music and gathering together can help us to feel what we might not be able to feel on our own. It's about the rest and recovery that music can help us find. It's about the new ideas and nuance that music can help us realize. It's about the ways music can inspire us to work for justice and peace and to care for one another. It's about how music can help us to love. And love is the doctrine of our faith, so we're not done singing yet.